2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
I want to take you on a really cool ride up and down Little Cottonwood Canyon. Of course, Little Cottonwood Canyon is on the east side of Salt Lake County. And Dave, I know you love it there. I love being in the canyon. We love it so much. 7,000 cars a day on average drive up and down that winding road. 7,000. Got a million visitors a year. I like to ski and hike in that canyon. No, it's no secret that traffic's a nightmare. Have you seen some of the parking jobs, the creative parking that people do along? One idea to get cars off the road, Dave, is this 8-mile-long gondola. It would be one of the longest in the world. A gondola in Utah.
Oh, man.
You had me at hello.
Oh, so had me at hello. Are you kidding me? A gondola 8 miles long? And not just because of the canyon congestion, but this would turn into one of the great tourist attractions in the entire world. Can you imagine that view going through that canyon high above, looking out at sunset or at sunrise? I mean, whatever it is, that would be spectacular. We're going to have a live interview with the general manager of Snowbird Ski Resort, which is at the top of Little Cottonwood Canyon, in just a moment. Mm-hmm. To learn more about this gondola idea, please let this be a real thing.
The reason this is so timely is because UDOT is wrapping up public hearings about how to handle traffic up Little Cottonwood Canyon. There are a couple of options that really bubbled to the surface. So one is to expand Little Cottonwood Canyon Road. So lots of orange cones for a really long time and add more buses to bring skiers and whatever travelers, hikers up and down, back and forth up that canyon. So you expand the road, you do a lot of construction, or how about a gondola from the mouth of the canyon all the way up the canyon, something 8 miles long. And I'm hearing that this parking structure would be added, maybe 1,500 cars. You know where Lakai is, Dave? It's that restaurant, yeah, and his little farm. Uh-huh. And I used to take my kids over there all the time. We used to feed the camel. Well, apparently there's
a camel?
There was. Stinky the camel is his name. Stinky got relocated eventually. But anyway, I'm going to get to the interview with Dave Fields really quickly. Let me just tell you, there's 1,500 cars that could possibly be in this parking structure at Lakai. And then you'd shuttle up to the mouth of the canyon, hop on this gondola. I think it can carry 30 to 40 passengers. They're loading them every, maybe 30 to seconds to a minute. And it takes you up to the canyon, ski resorts up the canyon. And you want to know, Dave, if there's going to be stops along the way so you and your family can get off and backpack.
Yeah. I never actually go to the canyons for anything other than skiing. But I would want to know if the hiking crew would have a bunch of places, and would that just wear out the trails by sending so many people there? So I'm fascinated by the idea. I love so many aspects of it.
So let's get Dave Fields, general manager of Snowbird Ski Resort, on the line with us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I haven't talked to you in a very long time. It's good to have you on the show. So, Dave and I, it seems like we really like this idea of the gondola. You think it's a real possibility?
Well, people have been struggling with the transportation equation in Little Cottonwood Canyon for as long as they've been coming up here. It is a steep, narrow two-lane highway with 64 avalanche paths, and as you guys know, what makes it so fun to ski here is the 500 inches of snow. But when you try to bring 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 cars up this road in a single day, all it takes is one to slide off and the whole thing comes to a halt.
Yeah.
So as we've studied all of these options, and we're a little biased because we have the tram and we see how well it works for bringing people up and down the mountain, the new gondola technology works in all weather conditions, and you could span the avalanche paths and you could get up and down the canyon anytime you wanted. And that's very appealing to our guests and our employees. It's so much safer than driving a car, getting stuck in a red snake. It can take 4 to 5 hours to get down from Alta's parking lots to the mouth of the canyon when it's snowing hard. And that's not only dangerous, but it's creating a lot of emissions and pollution, and it's really inconvenient for people. So we think looking at this through a new lens and a more efficient lens that could carry, there are gondola installations that are moving 4,500 people an hour. And so there's a lot out there, and we think this idea that's been put forth about moving the base station out of the mouth of the canyon so you could have a parking structure on the west side of the road. It would be down below the road so you wouldn't see it as you drive out of the canyon. It wouldn't obstruct your view. We think having some parking at the base of the gondola is good, but then having a bus system going back and forth between 94 South and 20th East where you could have a parking hub there, and then also at the grit mill, that gets cars off Wasatch Boulevard. That's very important. Yeah. I live in that area, and a lot of neighbors don't want to see more cars on Wasatch. But it allows some parking at the base, and it gets people up and down on a year-round basis in an efficient, safe way.
How much would this cost? I know the Snowbird Tram has been around for so long, and I know technology has changed. Is it practical to be able to install something this large?
It's very practical. I think the impact on the environment here in Little Cottonwood Canyon, which is a watershed for the Salt Lake Valley, would be much less than building massive concrete structures in Little Cottonwood Canyon that would have, they're looking at, I think, 3,100 feet of tunnels in the canyon that would have hundreds of feet of demolition above and below the snow sheds, and that only really addresses 3 out of the 64 slide paths, whereas gondola and chairlift construction is much less impactful on the environment, and you could take it basically up the alignment of the road and not cross over any houses in Wasatch Resort or down in Granite because of this alignment starting at Lakai. And so it's a pretty unique idea. It's called the Gondola Plus Lakai Base Station, and you can see more information about it at gondolaworks.com.
Gondolaworks.com. I'm going to it immediately because everything you said, I mean, I'm sure there's some negatives to it. I'm sure there's people that don't like it. But everything you said, as a lifelong Utahan, an avid skier, the idea of being able to get up and back from the mouth of the canyon to the resorts sounds so easy. And I don't even care what it costs at this point. We don't even care about money anymore. So just let's build that bad boy.
Well, in the analysis UDOT has done, and they have done some amazing work, and you can find all of their information by Googling Little Cottonwood Canyon EIS, and it will be the first thing to come up. They put the gondola in the mid-range of the options they're looking at as far as expense.
Wow.
But we would like to see a more aggressive analysis where instead of just taking 1,000 cars off the road, you could move maybe 3,500 cars off the road, half the vehicles off the road. And when you start looking at the emissions of that, every round trip in the canyon, just in the canyon, creates 24 pounds of CO2. If you took 3,500 cars off the road, it would be 84,000 pounds of CO2 that's not going into the atmosphere every day. The amount of 2.5 particulates that would not be in the air. We are so enamored with this new concept, this Lakai base station option, that we own, Snowbird owns most of Mount Superior and the land all the way along the north side of the canyon up almost to Grizzly Gulch. And we think this is such a good option to preserve Little Cottonwood Canyon. We are looking at conservation easements that could be put on the land, which would preserve Mount Superior for all time, and we think that's an iconic place that needs preservation. But we're so convinced the gondola option is the way to go that we'd like to link those two things and look at possibly doing a conservation easement once a gondola was installed.
Dave Fields, the general manager of Snowbird Ski Resort, thank you so much for jumping on the line with us and talking to us about the possibility of a gondola in Utah.